What an amazing league we have a chance to cover here, and it is nonstop. Massive trades sweeping the league. More trades coming. The 49ers losing more free agents than they're bringing in. We'll get to all of that. We'll get into the chat on today's offseason Q&A as we head into the weekend. And yeah, maybe some notes on how the things that are going on in the NFL right now affect a Jimmy Garoppolo trade, all that and more coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you once again at BD Peacock, at Eric underscore Crocker on Twitter. Thanks for making us your first listen every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. That's how we do it. And you know how we can do it every day, Croc? Because things like today happen in the offseason. I've always said it, man. The offseason's better in the regular season than the NFL. We've got the Watson madness that is coming full circle now. Baker Mayfield and the Browns, how that stuff impacts the 49ers and a potential Jimmy Garoppolo trade that is hanging in the balance right now. And we've got to start with the biggest news around the NFL that just happened before we went live here, which is Davante Adams. And it's your guy, right? Your favorite wide receiver in the NFL.
Got He's my favorite wide receiver in the NFL, yeah.
Green and gold, my North Dakota State QBU, the color scheme of Davante Adams' old team on his way from the Packers to the Las Vegas Raiders, reunites with his Fresno State teammate Derek Carr there in the AFC West. Another massive swing in the AFC West. These teams are just having an arms race over there. And the Raiders already added Chandler Jones, maybe paying him a little bit more than the 49ers could afford to bring him over to Las Vegas, because it was rumored the 49ers were in on Chandler Jones. A first-round pick and a second-round pick this year going to Green Bay. So the Packers have two first-round picks now in the 2022 draft. And oh, by the way, Croc, this does pertain to the San Francisco 49ers, because which division is on the schedule for the Niners in 2022?
Yeah. AFC West, and it's going to be a gauntlet.
Not going to get away from Russell Wilson, ever, maybe.
Right, never, ever. He's the boogeyman. Like, the boogeyman don't go away. And clearly, Russell Wilson has no intentions of leaving the 49ers alone. But I guess on the bright side, you don't have to see him twice. And on the bright side, at the very least, yeah, you see Davante Adams again, but he's not with Green Bay. And I know, I mean, they could sign somebody, they can do those things, but, you know, another receiver is not going to have the same rapport with Aaron Rodgers. I think one of the things, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, terrific quarterback, but that rapport he has with Davante Adams, like, that was special. Like, it is like nothing I've ever seen before, at least, you know, now. I mean, I was real young, you know, middle school when, you know, Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, like, not even Joe Montana, I was probably 5 years old, but Jerry Rice, Steve Young, I was really young then, so I didn't really get to see that rapport. This is, like, the best that I've seen between this, maybe Marvin Harrison and Peyton Manning,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
That type, but, yeah, it's special. It's special, and I'm glad it got broken up.
It's pretty rare what they have. And again, it just makes things easier for the 49ers path in the NFC. And now with the Watson stuff down to two teams, it is being firmly reported now. It's either he's going home to the Falcons, grew up in Georgia, or he's going to the New Orleans Saints. It's down to those two teams. The Browns are out. The Panthers are out. Both of those two teams might potentially need quarterbacks. I don't know what the Panthers are going to do with they've got –
They got no. If you have all these quarterbacks, you have no quarterback. So they have no quarterback.
And you got Darnold. You're going to pay Darnold plus Jimmy Garoppolo's $25 million because you can't get out
no
from
way.
Contract. So you got $40 million of quarterback there. You got the sixth pick in the draft. I think they might have to just use that hammer and draft the quarterback maybe earlier than they wanted to in the draft, because there's no other way that the Panthers can go here unless they want to try to jump into this Matt Ryan thing. But the Falcons aren't trading Matt Ryan to the NFC South, right?
Right.
So if the Falcons end up with Watson, Matt Ryan maybe to Indy. So there's one person out for another player out for the Jimmy Garoppolo trade sweepstakes, if it is even a sweepstakes at this point. So maybe the Saints, maybe the Browns, if Baker Mayfield gets moved somewhere. I like Baker Mayfield to Seattle myself. I think that makes some sense.
I thought they said no on the trade. Like, he was like, hey, I want to get traded. And they're like, no, you ain't getting traded.
Right. I mean, you could see both of those coming. He said goodbye yesterday, so you could see Baker Mayfield saying, well, I don't care if you got Watson or not. You wanted somebody else I'm gone. I already said
I ain't nobody's plan
B. I could see that coming. Right. And then
real quick, someone in the chat says another tape show. No, we are live right now. This is not
This isn't a premiere. This is absolutely live. We see you there. And yeah, we like to do the premieres, and you know, you can kind of chat along with the show as it's premiering, but it's not live. But we do go live at least once a week. So this is our live program here Thursday night. That's funny. That happens a lot. We do that premiering thing on YouTube, and some people think it's live, and then they're realizing, wait, this is recorded, but it's just kind of happening live. We can still chat. That's the way we like to do it as a network, get those podcasts out for you in the evening. But no, we are live here. We are going to get deep into the chat a little bit later on, and we'll probably take it into overtime, depending on how much time Croc has. He's got a storm brewing over there in Arkansas. It's like early summer over here in California right now. I love how
it's summer here. It just storms kind of year round.
Right,
just,
like, that's the way it works, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Tornado season coming up or something.
Oh, where do we even go with all this?
Real quick, you talked about Baker Mayfield and him wanting out of Cleveland. What ramifications can that have, or effects can that have on a potential Jimmy Garoppolo trade to Cleveland? Thank
you. And you said Cleveland said no, but of course Cleveland's going to say no. Like, it was, I think it was the most obvious thing ever that Baker Mayfield was going to request to be traded. And then, of course, if you want the max value for your player, you want to say, oh, no, we're going to keep him, make teams coming, calling you, not you going around calling teams. So you can get a third or a second round pick for him instead of a fifth round or a sixth round pick for him. If everybody knows you have to trade him or trying to trade him. So I don't really look much into the Browns saying, no, we're not going to trade him, because at some point you need a quarterback. And if Baker Mayfield's dug in, he seems like the type that could be, you know, that's just not going to end well for you. And he's going to be less valuable later than he is right now. So I think you could potentially trade. And look, there was an awesome tweet that I just saw from DK Metcalf, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver. And he said, let's chill on the Drew Lock slander. People are coming at Drew Lock. Like, of course you don't want Drew Lock to be your franchise quarterback, right? So go get an angry, pissed off Baker Mayfield to be your quarterback. And
I kind of like angry, pissed off Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. That's the only one you want, chucking it up to DK Metcalf. I think that could actually work for, you know, and sort of like a college vibe. And Pete Carroll's always wanted to have that sort of a loose college vibe with his team and his quarterbacks and chomping on gum. And he could probably let Baker Mayfield hand the ball off a bunch and play action and chuck it up deep to DK Metcalf. I kind of like it. It's definitely the best option that the Seattle Seahawks have right now. And then that would open the door.
You like it for Seattle, not for the
49ers. I love Drew Lock for the 49ers. I absolutely love the way they're going. And I hear them saying all kinds of glowing, oh, we love Drew Lock in the draft. It's like, have fun, Seattle. It's great for you. Although, I kind of do like Baker Mayfield to the Seahawks for the 49ers, because that would open up the Browns, because that would be the most obvious fit. Scheme fit, knows the offense, you know, the Kubiak-Shanahan tree offense there with Stefanski. Good run game. It's good for Jimmy G. Helps the Niners and John Lynch save face, get a pick back from the Browns. So I guess it is good for both Seattle and the 49ers. And Baker Mayfield's not so good that he would scare you if he was the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. They're going to be taking a step back from Russell Wilson anyway. So I don't think I'd worry about that. So I think that's probably, if you're looking at this, and I just did a hit on KMBR with Dieter Kurtenbach, and we talked about this. And if you read the tea leaves and everything goes the way it looks like it might, and if Watson does go back to Atlanta's going to be awful. They've got no players as it is. They might have to give up Kyle Pitts in this deal in the first place. And if they don't, they're not going to have any first round picks to get better. So they're going to be a bad team.
You think they'd have to give up Kyle Pitts?
Well, that's what I would ask for. I mean, if not, it's going to be a bunch of draft picks and other players. They're going to be terrible. It'll be Watson, Pitts, and nothing else. They're going to be bad. And no first round pick to get better. So he grew up there. I get it. But that's the worst landing spot for Watson to have a good team around him. For a while, probably, but maybe he wants to go back to Atlanta. I don't know. The Saints make more sense there. But if it does happen that way, then I think it would be a natural fit for the Colts to be able to go get Matt Ryan, and probably just by picking up his salary, and maybe the Falcons might have to pay more just to get rid of his salary, and they're going to take a big old huge cap hit too. So then there's nowhere else. Maybe Jimmy to New Orleans in that case, because it won't be Indy, won't be. You know, obviously Atlanta. So yeah, it's there's still going to be a team out there that might need something, but you know, worst case scenario is you can't trade him to Seattle and Jimmy Garoppolo can't go anywhere because the Saints go with Winston. Matt Ryan ends up with Indianapolis. Watson goes to the Falcons and Baker Mayfield stays in Cleveland. That's the worst case scenario for the 49ers.
And it can definitely happen. Like, that is very realistic.
And then you have to try to see if the Panthers will do something. Do you, here's, how about this? Let me actually hold, let's pause here for a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question about Crockett. I'll let you think about it for a minute here. If you had to take Sam Darnold back in a Garoppolo trade to the Panthers, what would then be your asking price for Jimmy Garoppolo in that sort of a deal? And is that potentially a way to cut some salary, but not all, because Darnold makes less than Garoppolo? Maybe you get a better pick that way. Save some face a little bit. Maybe rehab Darnold's image somehow. Maybe just, I don't know, cut him or whatever. But his contract's guaranteed. I don't know. Maybe get a team to take part of his contract or something like that in another deal and cut a little bit more off of that salary. I don't know. You think about that. What would be that ask for you to take Darnold back if you're the 49ers, if the Panthers is the last team that's willing to trade something for Jimmy Garoppolo and Jimmy Garoppolo is willing to go there? But at that point, Jimmy wants to start because this is bad for Jimmy too if there's no starting positions for him. While you think about that, I'm going to let the folks out there know about Bet Online. And oh yeah, it's all kinds of fun. The tournament is off and going on this St. Patty's Day evening. I love this Thursday and Friday of college basketball during the tournament. And it is that time of year. College basketball, the tournament is fully upon us, and all of the odds, contests, players, props, you can find at betonline.net, the number one source for all your sports betting needs and information. BetOnline remains the best spot for not only sports wagering, but scores and news as well this season. And it's not just football. You've got some free agency props still out there. You've got Super Bowl futures. You've got draft props, college and pro basketball. BetOnline is also your continued source for hockey and baseball and boxing and UFC and including live betting. Go get into that second half game action if you didn't get in on the first half, or your favorite Vegas casino games as well. So head over to the website or use your mobile device today and get to Bet Online, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On 49ers your first listen. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL, Locked On experts covering the biggest stories year round, Monday through Friday, just like we are here, free and available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Okay, Croc, did you think about it a little bit? Everybody else has a quarterback. There's nothing else to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's either cut him or trade him to the Carolina Panthers. And the Panthers say, you have to take Sam Darnold back in a Jimmy Garoppolo trade. What pick do we have to give you to make that happen? Croc, what is your answer? Or do you just say no?
I want to say it first, but I mean, that's a top 10 pick. So they're not giving that up.
Yeah.
So I need like a six
overall. How about,
yeah.
Okay. How about this? How about they say, okay, next year's first round pick.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, here's the thing. $7 million less dollars. I mean, you know, an $18 million backup. I don't know. My biggest thing.
One more thing to consider here, Croc, in this is that Jimmy Garoppolo, if he's cut, he has that injury, the injury waiver that costs the Niners $7 million.
Right.
So the difference between cutting him and bringing on Sam Darnold's $18 million is now only
$11 million.
$11 million, right? So no, you would only be adding $11 million in, you know, the 18 minus seven in taking on Darnold's contract and just cutting Jimmy Garoppolo and obviously saving a lot of face. So you're basically paying $11 million for a first round pick.
I would do that.
$11 million and a veteran backup. There's your veteran backup for Trey Lance for around $11 million.
I would do it. But yeah, I mean, okay, save a little bit of money and you get a first round pick. Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, and who knows? I wonder if they might have to get a little bit creative in this.
Jimmy, I just want the money though.
How things go?
I want, like, to me. And again, we talked about it. We had the guy on, the capologist guy. What was his name again? That we had over in the summer.
Brad Spielberger.
Yeah, so we had Brad and. Once he said to me, and you remember my reaction, once he said that, and this was like heading into week one, so it was like right when training preseason was ending, and when he said that you could cut Jimmy Garoppolo at that moment and roll over his money to this year, and then when you add that to this, like not having Jimmy, like we're talking about freeing up $50 million worth of space, I said, oh my gosh, you got to cut Jimmy Garoppolo right now. You got to cut him and play, take your lumps with your rookie and use that $50 million that you're going to have to build like all these players that you're seeing and you're like, a little priced out, you know, a little bit too much. Ain't nobody out of your price range when you got 50-something million dollars in cap space. And that's before you even have to restructure anyone. Like, how do you not do that? How do you not? I get it. They had to win. They had to win. I get it. But that they kind of, I don't know. And you can't complain too much. 49ers went to an NFC championship game with Jimmy Garoppolo. So I can't complain. But golly, I mean, that's a lot of money to be able to build and load up around a guy who would then be heading into his second full season. As opposed to, oh, I've only played two games. And now got this weird dynamic with Jimmy Garoppolo. Limited money to, you know, where we can spend money, but we don't want to go all in. You see what I'm saying? They kind of dropped the ball with that. You could have had, instead of, and again, Ward, awesome. But give me J.C. Jackson if I'm going to spend, you know, $2 million more dollars on the corner, right? Give me J.C. Jackson. Give me Chandler Jones. Now, all right, Chandler, like, what do you want? Okay, the Raiders pay you this. I'll pay you $1 million more. Okay, he's coming to the Bay Area. All right, Tyrann Mathieu, okay, because we're losing Jaquiski Tartt. Come on, Tyrann Mathieu. And you know what, Laken Tomlinson, just stay here. I mean, and it's easy, and you don't even got to think about it. And, again, your quarterback had this whole year of experience, your rookie guy heading into the next year.
Yeah, and difference makers. And I wonder if the 49ers missed out on a difference maker, if they would have gone one of those routes if they had gotten rid of Jimmy Garoppolo before. And if John Lynch did have that offer of a second-round pick and didn't take it, it's becoming pretty clear that was a bad move on his part and a mistake, if that was true. And we don't know if that was actually the case or not. Good point here that Mayoko said that the 49ers, there would be an offset there with Jimmy Garoppolo's contract, that injury waiver. So the 49ers would not have to pay the $7.5 million if another team signs him for at least that. So the Niners would be on the hook if he signed, like, say, a deal for the minimum somewhere, but Jimmy's going to get at least $7.5 million, right? So I guess that whole thing doesn't really matter.
What would he get? If the 49ers were to cut him today, what would he get?
More than Trubisky. More than... I'm kind of waiting to see what Winston Mariota get, because I think he would get more than those guys too. And they should... At least Winston probably will get from the Saints more than Trubisky got from the Steelers. I think that was 2 years, 14, but there's a lot of incentives in there. So if he actually is the starter, I think it becomes more for Trubisky there with the Steelers. So he would get definitely double digits. He wouldn't get 25 probably, but maybe he would get something similar to what he's already making. I mean, the quarterback money's crazy. See what Devontae Adams is getting? They had to give up a first and a second, and they're paying him $28.5 million. He's the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Starting quarterbacks right now are going to start making crazy money, which is another reason the Cleveland Browns should trade Baker Mayfield, because they don't want him to come back, have a good year, then give him $40 million that he's not worth, right? Because that's
right.
If you're a good starting quarterback, you ask for $40 million. That is where we're at right now in the NFL in 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, I think with Jimmy, I'd assume if they were to cut him today, which they're not going to, clearly, they have no intentions on it, or they would have been cut him. But I'd say get like $15 million with escalators in there to where it could reach $25, $26 million depending on, you know, did he make the Pro Bowl? Did he make an All-Pro? You know, did he play, you know, at least 14 out of the 17 regular season games? Did they make the playoffs? And, you know, then he'd start to make more money.
I think Garoppolo would make something more like $15 to $18 million if he re-signed, but it'd be maybe a two-year deal. And that's probably what it would end up being if he gets traded. A team's going to want to restructure, knock a few dollars off his salary for 2022, and then add a second year, and he ends up, instead of having 1 year, $25 million or whatever it is, $27 million, yeah, $25.5 million, then he would end up with a two-year, $36 million contract, or 2 years, you know, $39 million. Something like that is what I would imagine Garoppolo's contract to get restructured to.
Listen to this. I'm seeing this just now.
Okay.
Akella Witherspoon signs a two-year, $8 million contract with the Steelers. All right. Now, Doug Farrer, he said, that got an A-plus in our free agency great list. No cornerback allowed a lower opponent passer rating in the second half of 2021 than Akella Witherspoon.
Is that an Akella Witherspoon stat, or is that a TJ Watt stat, is my question.
Both. He was good. I mean, every game I watched, like, he was good. Yeah. He was good.
I mean, with Witherspoon, it was never about the physical talent. I mean, to be that long and fast and have really good feet, it's a rare ability. It just took him a while to, I think, grow into being a pro and having that mentality. And who knows if that mentality kind of comes in and out and in and out. We saw that with the 49ers. Play good for a stretch, play bad for a stretch. And we just saw a good stretch with the Steelers. And they re-sign him. They start out with another bad stretch next year. Who knows? And so it's really hard to bank on those small samples of statistics like that.
I think Kyle hated him, Kyle Shanahan.
I'm sure Kyle.
He was not his type of player.
Dante Pettis, too.
Yeah, not his type. Now, Pettis hasn't worked out anywhere else.
No, but he hasn't. We got to talk wide receivers next, Croc, because the 49ers don't have very many. And one of the few they did have is signed a free agent contract with, guess who? The Miami Dolphins, just like Raheem Mostert, just like who else signed with the Dolphins? Somebody else signed with the Dolphins, right? From the 49ers? I don't know.
But Mostert, Trent Taylor.
Trent Sherfield, yeah. Mostert, and one more? No? Compton? Where'd Compton go? Compton went to the Broncos with DJ Jones. Okay, DJ Jones went to the Broncos. Tom Compton went to the Broncos. Sherfield and Raheem Mostert going to Mike McDaniel's Miami Dolphins. The 49ers losing more free agents than they're bringing in right now. Let's get to that and talk about a couple of position groups that are clearly a need for your San Francisco 49ers on the offensive line and at wide receiver next. You know what always is coming in more than it's going out in my household is Built Bars. I've always got more and more Built Bars coming because they are so delicious and they are plug and play, just like a second round guard should be. They are so delicious, high in protein, low in calorie, low in sugar, low in net carbs, but they taste delicious. They've got some magic. I don't know how they make these flavors taste good and keep that sugar and calories low, like the Built Bar Puffs, the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. Ask Croc. Croc, tell them about the key lime pie.
My favorite one, that or a banana cream pie. You can't go wrong with the puffs. And I love to snack. That's probably where all my excess fat has come from, especially since the pandemic. But a lot of it has to do with these, or what's helping me is the Built Bar Puffs. They're kind of kicking that craving that I have for all these other snacks around the house. You know, I love toaster strudels, stuff like that. I got rid of the toaster strudels, replaced it with a Built Bar. Where my toaster strudels would be in the freezer, now there's a Built Bar Puff there.
Yeah, see, that's what you do. You get rid of all the bad for you snacks, replace those secret hiding spots with Built Bars. And Croc's lost 10 pounds in the last like 2 weeks. And a lot of that is because Built Bar is part of his plan. So go to built.com right now. Get whatever flavor you like, one of the classics or the puffs or a mixed box of Built Bars. But use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of that order. Again, that is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Lakin Tomlinson on the way out for the 49ers. Tom Compton on the way out for the 49ers. Trent Sherfield on the way out for the 49ers. Raheem Mostert on the way out for the 49ers. DJ Jones is gone. They did bring back one defensive tackle in Hassan Ridgeway. Not a one-for-one replacement. We talked about that a little bit. We'll get a little bit deeper into the scouting report on Ridgeway a little bit later on another podcast. We don't have time to do that tonight. There's too much madness going on here. But offensive line and wide receiver is a big problem right now, I think, for the 49ers in a clear need. And I don't know if it's even at this point with the dwindling amount of free agents out there. I don't know if it's a free agency need. I don't know if it's a draft need, but it's clearly a need. The 49ers only have three wide receivers under contract. So they got to bring in at least three just to have a roster. And they got to bring in a handful more to be able to run routes in training camp. So they're going to bring in street free agents in the draft. They're going to be drafting wide receivers at some point. I don't know if it's early or late. And they're reportedly in on a lot of the wide receivers on the market. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is one. And how about another name that's been added to the list who's been released by the Titans? Julio Jones. What do you think, Croc? Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, MVS, any of these names making sense to you on the free agent market for the 49ers and wide receiver? I mean, you know Kyle's interested in Julio. The injury history doesn't match up. I think that was one of the big things with Charvarius Ward is he's been relatively injury-free, and we saw that in the draft. They were drafting more players because there's been so many injuries piling up on the 49ers roster. Do you go out and get a guy, reunite Kyle Shanahan with a player we know he openly loves in Julio Jones? might be a one-year short deal that doesn't cost all that much. And for the games he's healthy, he's going to give you wide receiver one type of production. Could be that guy next to next to Deebo Samuel, right?
He's still averaging 14 yards per reception. That's what he did last year. The year before that, he also missed seven games each of their last two seasons. Not ideal. But averaged 15 yards per catch in 2020, averaged 14 yards per catch in 2021. So the ability is still there. Obviously, maybe not quite the explosive Julio Jones that we've known. Maybe it's the injuries that slowed him down. But if I had to go with one of the guys, you mentioned a few guys, I'd probably lean towards Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Now, I am seeing the Twitter go up right now. 49ers signed Ray McCloud from Pittsburgh. I asked my brother Donald about him, though. He's a big Pittsburgh fan, and he was like, "Yeah."
No, I mean, that's depth. They just need bodies. So yeah. That, you know, he's going to come in. He's going to compete. If anything, at most, he's probably replacing Trent Sherfield as wide receiver four, and that's if he earns that. So they've
39 just passes. That's not nothing. He caught 39 passes, yep. And he's a return guy.
That's not nothing. What about another guy from Pittsburgh? What's funny is everybody in the chat hates Julio. Nobody wants to bring in Julio. I'm a little bit surprised by that. I know Tom Brady. I think
he played against the 49ers, and I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, didn't make a big impact. You're right. He's not the same guy. And if he only plays a few games, probably not worth going down that road. What about Juju Smith-Schuster, though?
Nah. Because, okay, if 49ers are going to go after the receiver, like, give me something different. You got Deebo. You got Juwan Jennings. You got, you know, Brandon Ayuk. And they're all kind of not the same exact guy, but they aren't quite – like different. And I know Juwan Jennings in stature is different, but he's still kind of not like super separator, explosive downfield guy. He's like, you know, he's a little bit more like Juju, but kind of like a poor man's version of Juju. So no, give me something different. That's why I go towards Marquez Valdes-Scantling, because he gives me something that I just don't have on the roster. Like, that is a different type of receiver than what the 49ers have.
Seen a lot of names getting thrown out there. Cole Beasley? No.
Pure slot. I mean, I like it, but Odell, I see Odell Beckham. I'd say no, because it's not saying Ayuk is Odell, but, you know, you got Ayuk.
A late torn ACL in February. He's not going to be ready to start the season. So that part Odell's tough because he's not going to be ready to go early for you. Nick says, just say it, Crocky. Draft Christian Watson. He's not going to be there at 61.
If you're not going to draft him, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, to me, brings a similar type of ability. Similar. He was a 4-3 guy. He got the height, got the length, has the ability to win vertically. 49ers have seen it. He's got bombs on the 49ers multiple times now. Multiple touchdowns on the 49ers over the last couple years. So, yeah, he's a guy. And he doesn't have to be wide receiver, too. I think that was a lot of the issue with Green Bay. It's like, you got to be there. I mean, so much pressure to be not just as good as Devontae Adams, but like, you gotta be, you know, and it's like, okay, he's not that. But can you play off of Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk? I'm pretty sure you could do that.
Yeah. It's clear where you're going with it. And my head's in the same place. It's been there for a while for the 49ers. Now you got this big, young, strong-armed quarterback. Get him some speed on the outside, little rangy guy. Marquez Valdes-Scantling definitely hits that. I think Will Fuller is a name you've mentioned before, Croc. I think those types of names do make some sense for the 49ers in free agency, but the draft is stacked too. If not Christian Watson, any names you want to throw out there right now in the draft real quick before we talk a little offensive line? 61, someone who's going to be there at 61, maybe even someone who'd be there at 93 in the third round.
Well, the 49ers went and got McCloud, but if it weren't for him, you know, I would love like a Calvin Austin. I know he's small, 5'8", about 175, ran 4.32, but man, you can line him up inside, outside. I mean, he's like a pure speed burner. He's a return guy. I mean, dangerous speed. When I was watching him at the Senior Bowl, they were trying to figure out, okay, how do I guard him? Do I play off? Nope, ran right by you. Okay, do I press? Nope, turn you around the line of scrimmage. Okay, like, how do I, oh, go route over your head. Okay, oh, now I ran a 10-yard stop wide open. I mean, he was whooping guys every which way. They couldn't even get a finger on him at the line of scrimmage. So if you are going to go receiver and there's no Christian Watson, that guy moves the needle for me in the sense of, again, a guy that the 49ers just don't have. They don't have that guy.
Yeah, a return man, someone with speed that can actually give you a little something on offense and give you a different look than what you already have on the roster. Even better if he'd be there at 93. I don't think he would make it there. George Pickens, BSE, throws out George Pickens as a name, which I love. It reminds me a little bit of T. Higgins coming out, where I think he's going to go later than he should, and I think he'll be there in the second round. I don't know if he's going to be there in the late second round, though. That's the problem. I don't know if he's going to get all the way to 61, but I would love some George Pickens on the 49ers. That one would make some sense as well for me. They might need to go in a different direction, though, at 61, like offensive line. Croc, this is getting to an interesting stage on the offensive line for the 49ers now. They lost Laken Tomlinson in free agency, a guy I thought they would bring back just because of the injury to Mike McGlinchey, is Tom Compton. He's on his way out of town. He's going to Denver. So the 49ers, if they lined up today, and who knows if Mike McGlinchey's healthy, you might have to put the fifth rounder from last year, Jalen Moore, at right tackle, the rookie second rounder from last year, replacing Laken Tomlinson at left guard in Aaron Banks. So you got Williams, Banks, a 37-year-old center, and Brunskill back again. He's on the tender, the restricted free agent tender at right guard. And then you got Colton McKivitz as a backup, or maybe Colton McKivitz is playing one of the guard spots or right tackle spots, and you got a sixth man that's iffy. Like, you got to do something on the offensive line, whether it's in free agency, which is starting to dry up on the interior offensive line, and or in the draft. Maybe that's something they have to do at 61, and you need a future starting center, because I know Alex Mack is looking like he's coming back. That's the plan this year, but it takes offensive linemen a while to develop, too. If you want a starting offensive lineman next year, it's going to be hard to draft that guy next year. You might have to draft that guy now as a sort of a versatile guard center type of a player on day two this year.
Yeah, I would think that you would want to go the route free agency on the offensive line. You drafted a couple last year, drafted one, you know, Colt McKivitz the year before that. Like, you've been drafting guys. Now it's just, you know, about them kind of developing, bringing a free agent. You know, it's going to be someone kind of like, on, you know, Brunskill or, you know, a Compton, that type of guy that, hey, if you got to play him, you got to play him. But hopefully your young guys develop into a guy where you're comfortable with him having to start.
The offensive tackle market hasn't really taken off yet. Morgan Moses and Orlando Brown are really the only top offensive linemen that have been off of the board. Los Angeles brought back Joe Noteboom after retired at left tackle there. And Cam Robinson got franchised by the Jaguars. And you've got Dwayne Brown, Teron Armstead. Niners probably going to go to the top of the market there and spend a bunch of money at offensive tackle. Trent Brown, bring back Trent Brown. Kyle Shanahan shipped him out because he didn't like his style, so I don't think that's a fit. Eric Fisher, Riley Reiff, Jermaine Ifedi, Bobby Massey, Jason Peters. He's got some age on him. And you look at the interior offensive linemen, you know, Matt Paradis, Bradley Bozeman, maybe at center, guard. A lot of the guards have already signed, and even the bargain guards have already signed as well. James Daniels and Connor Williams from the Cowboys. They didn't make up all that much money, and they signed too. So it feels like the 49ers are going to go with the youngsters on the offensive line. That's what it feels like right now. We'll see. But that's what things, you know, there's probably going to be somebody late in free agency at a very bargain rate brought in just for competition, just to make sure you're covered at some of these positions. But I don't know. Right now, offensive line worries me, because the 49ers needed to even get better than where they were last year on the offensive line. That showed up bad for them in the playoffs. The 49ers didn't win on the offensive line in the playoffs. Couldn't run the ball. Pass rush was getting to them. It's a big reason why they ended up losing to the Rams. They need to be better on the offensive line, and right now they're worse. So that's a huge need for me. And wide receiver, they need to do something as well, although at least they have their starters in place if they don't do much and just add depth.
I mean, everything gets tighter in the playoffs, though. So, you know, if your quarterback kind of getting hit a few times in the playoffs, like, those things are just going to happen. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to have to figure out a way to make plays or don't miss throws when you guys have a guy like George Kittle running wide open up the seam early in the game on the first drive of the game in the NFC Championship game. Don't miss that throw.
the margin for error becomes razor thin there in the playoffs. We've got to roll on the audio only portion of this podcast, Croc, but we're going to stick around. Everybody who's hanging out live, we're going to get into the chat, have a little fun here, go into overtime on the last podcast of the week. And we're definitely going to hit a live episode if Jimmy Garoppolo does get traded. So that happens at all this weekend before we reconvene here to record our Monday morning podcast. We will definitely have that covered for you as well. But for now, Jimmy Garoppolo, still a 49er, a lot of work to do. And I think there is some more to come in free agency, maybe even a splash, an unexpected splash still to come for the 49ers. All right, let's get into the chat a little bit here. Thanks, everybody, for making us your first listen on Locked On 49ers. For your second listen, check out Croc doing the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm doing the Peacock and Williamson NFL Show daily, covering the entire league. Croc and I back Monday right here, Locked On 49ers.